All right, great. The book is The Love of Baseball, Essays by Lifelong Fans. This is another McFarland book at McFarland Publishing, and they do such a good job of getting the essence of the heart of baseball. It's edited by Chris Arvidsson and Diana Nelson-Jones, and we have Chris with us today. Chris, how are you?
I'm great, but you guys are killing me.
Are we?
What's up, Chris? What did we do wrong?
With the season getting away in June, man, I'm a Tigers fan.
Right. Well, you still have your 35-5 to fall back on. So
sure.
You'll always have Paris with that, so
that's
don't
right,
worry.
That's right.
Hey, tell us about the book and how you and Diana got together and put these essays together, because I read a few of them, and it's the heart of baseball, I want to tell you. They're very, very nice. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was living in Pittsburgh, and so I had to get with it and become a Pirates fan while I was there. And this was during the Jason Kendall era, Pittsburgh. He was my favorite player, and Diana was writing for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. She was writing sports, and she wrote this terrific column about Jason Kendall, and I sent her a fan mail. And we started talking to each other on email, and we started going to games together, and we became, good friends for the last 20 years over this column that she'd written about Jason Kendall.
Boy,
so
great.
Go
ahead.
When McFarland talked to me about putting together a baseball book, it was immediately I thought of Diana.
And how about the concept? How did you come up with this concept?
Well, we wanted to write a fan book. We wanted to put together how people feel about baseball and how it is such a part of their life from when they're kids and when they're older and they become fans of different teams. And it's kind of a baseball family story, I think.
And the essays, do you have a couple of the favorite ones? Because, you know, books like this are interesting, and Pat knows this. I've said this during the year when we have people on. I like a book I can kind of pick up anywhere and just start,
right,
and start reading, and this book is like that.
Definitely.
And I was reading about Drungo Hazewood, the essay, that he was part of in the minor leagues and things like that. But give us a couple of examples of the book and why people would enjoy it.
Well, Diana's piece, we start the book with Diana's own piece, and she writes about being a Roberto Clemente fan when she was a little girl and how she started a Roberto Clemente fan club. And it's just a wonderful story, and talks about going to the ballpark to see him with her dad and how he made a sign, a happy birthday sign in Spanish for him. And it's just, those are things that you always remember. And I think those are when baseball fans are really built.
Do you have I understand you have a Facebook group. Is that's something that people can enjoy?
Yes, I have a Facebook group called Tiger Buddies. And we actually watch games together sometimes, not so much lately, but in years past we have. It's Tiger fans from all over the country, and a lot of them are people that I knew when I was in high school in the Detroit area, in college, and we've all gotten together. Mostly women, I have to say.
Hmm. Chris, I know you're in North Carolina. Diana, of course, as you say, lives in Pittsburgh. How do you guys communicate to do a book like this? How do you do it together?
Well, we got together. I went up there and spent several days kind of discussing what we wanted and who we want. Because we both had friends. Some were writers. Some we just knew had great baseball stories because that's why we knew them. And so we figured out who we wanted. We went out and asked everyone. When we got the pieces started coming in, then we got together again for a week-long crazy editing session.
All right. Well, I love it. You did a great job. And again, Booktree up in Montclair. David, if you go up there, The name of the book is The Love of Baseball, Essays by Lifelong Fans, and I mean lifelong fans, edited by Chris Arvidsson, A-R-V-I-D-S-O-N, and Diana Nelson-Jones. And, of course, McFarland Publishing has a great website and so many nice books there, so you can get it there as well. Chris, thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. The Ten Commandments of Baseball.
Go ahead. Give me like 5 through 1.
All right. This is the, you know, the, one of the essays.
Yeah.
You never, ever leave a game until it's over.
Uh-oh.
You never, ever give up on your team.
Okay.
Honor MLB TV. Use it.
Okay.
Honor the iPad, for it gives us magic access to games.
But John Miller uses that iPad. I know it.
Find the ballpark near to where you're traveling.
Okay.
Spring training is a mandatory pilgrimage. Buy all baseball paraphernalia. Anyone who is a baseball fan is okay. No exceptions.
Okay. Thou, does that go for Dodger fans, y'all?
No. Thou must eat your peanuts with the shell on.
Well, don't they actually...
That's a southern thing, isn't it?
Look, I love a good pecan and a cashew, but I'll pass on the lightly salted peanut.